What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show! Thank you for choosing the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Podgods Network. The Oddcast Podcast. The podcast nobody is listening to, except you. The following podcast contains strong language, topics of discussion that could offend, and discussions about Batman. You have been warned. Previously on the Oddcast Podcast UK...
Get out of my head, Will!
Because you have ears.
Get out of my...
Shoot them. Shoot them all. Shoot them all.
Kill another rent boy.
They're the porn bots. They don't actually exist. They're just fat men.
They're there for the Autobots.
Trying to sell you viruses. Not that kind of virus.
Here. I'll give you AIDS. $50.
It's all right. Bang, bang. Movie, movie, gang, bang. Movie, gang, bang. We love you. So does he. And him. And him. And him. And him. And him. And him.
And now she is just covered in goo.
Can I just stop? Ash, true or false?
You say true.
You said false.
I say true. You say true.
Yeah.
You say false. It was actually true.
Yeah.
But that means you turned it down.
I just love the way Ash is running all the way through that.
The person they got was absolutely perfect.
Timothy Olyphant. You naughty!
I had to go at everyone. I said, turn your fucking mics on.
And then who's what was left?
Turn mine on, so I was talking.
You fucking hate parties. You're a sensitive born, it's on me. Fuck me, Elsa. What's that?
It's me belt, Turkish.
Oh, Tommy, there's a gun in your trousers. What is the gun doing in your trousers?
It's for protection.
Protection from what? The Germans?
Vincent Price thing from Thriller.
I don't know the words, but no.
Can you introduce this in a Vincent Price style or Dracula style?
It's just a "You are now." No, that's too movie. It's
yeah.
The
old car. <It's so laughs> 66. Yeah, do sound like that. Episode 66.
Episode 66. Brought to you by the number 6 and 4 and the letter C.
What?
Cunt.
6 and 4?
Yeah.
66?
No, there were two numbers.
Yeah.
And a letter.
66?
64C.
64C?
6, 4 and the letter C.
Right, so what's that?
Sesame Street. That was the count. It's like Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I know we're doing a Halloween show, but yeah. I didn't understand what you were saying.
I am the cunt. Count.
So welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 66, Halloween special.
And isn't Halloween special?
You a fan of Halloween, Will?
Not massively.
You don't like scary stuff, do you?
No. He hates zombies. He'll kill them all.
Yeah. Massive. Look at the smirk on his face. That's quite
Zombies are my favouritest undead.
That's just an excuse, though, isn't it?
What?
You'd kill anyone if you had the chance.
So I'd kill you.
Why me? I'm the nice one. I'm always nice to you, Will. But you're nothing but nasty to
me. For not letting me speak.
Oh, right. So that's one of those that you'll gang up on me. Isn't
it? No, it's just, I mean, assuming I can justify the scenario, like we're all on a lifeboat, we'll get the biggest meal out of you.
That's actually true, because either me or you, isn't it?
Well, so, yeah. And quite frankly, I'd rather kill you.
I'd rather kill you.
Oh. Maybe that's not very nice.
Maybe we'd kill each other. He should be ashing his own.
If I ran
one wins.
Just sitting there giggling.
If I ran round and round the lifeboat with you chasing me, he'd drop first.
I don't know, but can we have the theme from Benny Hill playing?
So the Oddcast podcast. The podcast that nobody's listening to.
Nobody.
Ha, 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 That's all we're going to get for another fucking episode.
Nothing.
My last sounds a bit longer.
Basically, it's the slowed down version.
It is. You ever listen to Garage Cast? Whenever they play out the promos for the Pod Gods Network, they're always slowed down, right? I don't know why. He says it's because when he downloaded it from Mediafire, they just suddenly were really slow. So I was listening to one the other day, and it was a Dicks and Cider show, and it was like, Dicks and Cider, Dicks and Cider. And then it was like, I'm from the Dicks. And because they've got quite deep voices anyway, guys from the Dicks and Cider show, it sounds right. Because they've now got Gigi on, she did her bit, and she's like, hi, I'm Gigi. She's like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
I rub the lotion on my skin. Put the lotion in the basket.
And I did, I tweeted him. I told him to sort it fucking out. I said, because poor old Gigi sounded like Buffalo Bill.
Slags.
There sort you it. But who knows? So, Halloween special. Got some Halloween shit coming up.
So, is that like Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo?
Yeah. That is an All Hallows poo. That's what it is. So we've got that going. Lovely.
The poo that comes back from the grave to haunt you.
Zombie poo.
It grows arms and legs and chases you. Lovely.
I fucking hope the shit monster from Dogma.
You know, vampires, if they have to take in blood and sustenance, I'm assuming they have to poo. But is it like entirely like congealed blood clotness? I mean,
it's like blood sausage. It looked like black like pudding.
Oh my god, that's where black pudding comes from. It's actually vampire shit.
Yeah.
Or Bovril, if they've got the runs.
Okay.
That's the backup.
I've probably confused some Americans here.
They know what Bovril is, don't they?
I don't know.
Are they called... Bovril's the same as Marmite, right?
No. One is made of cows, one is made of mushrooms. Well, yeast.
Really?
Yeah,
Marmite's
yeast.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
Bovril is cow extract.
Yeah, that's boring.
Bovril's delicious.
All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Now, Vegemite is actually different to Marmite, but that's the Aussie version.
This is right, but they do have Marmite in New Zealand, but it's a very different Marmite to the Marmite we have in England.
Yes. Actually, no, the Marmite isn't anymore because they shut down the Dunedin factory in New Zealand and stopped producing it in New Zealand, and they all whinge about it because it doesn't taste the same as the English stuff. So let's move
Happy
on.
Halloween!
Oh, I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
Who spanked my hairy ass?
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription... it's more cowbell.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hear it now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No, no, no. Go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Happy Halloween to you. Happy Halloween to you. You're gonna be eaten by a fucking scary werewolf. Happy Halloween to you. But not you. You're a cunt.
I thought he was gonna say something like, you're gonna be
sucked by a vampire.
Sucked
and,
off.
And turned into Black Pudding.
Are vampires still scary after Twilight?
Real ones are. Gay sparkly ones aren't.
Sparkly vampires.
Sparkly gay vampire.
Yeah.
Only... Yeah, no.
I'm not even going there. That's just wrong.
It's like Bovril with glitter in it on the way out.
Vampires are predominantly men, right?
No.
No? You can get women vampires?
You do in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and that, to me, is the source of all knowledge on vampires.
Is that where you get all your vampire knowledge on? Not Dusk Till Dawn? Not Bram Stoker? Did I say Bam Stoker or Bram Stoker?
I think you said Bram.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that I actually normally listen
not
to.
Not that I actually noticed. Doesn't really matter.
We're normally expecting to get it wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
To answer your question, no, I was just being ironical.
Ironical?
Yeah.
Is that a new word? Or?
I thought it was a nice one.
It's a good word.
It's a nice word.
But confusticated is a genuine word.
Yes.
We make your words.
It means confused.
See, I don't know.
Confusticated is in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yep.
Yeah?
And it's not used nearly enough.
No, it's not. People look at you very confusticated when you say confusticated.
Well, I find myself a touch confusticated and befuddled.
That sounds dirty.
Only to you.
I've been confusticated and fuddling myself.
I was looking at you earlier, Adam, with your beanie hat on and your hoodie, yeah, and while you were wearing the headphones, and I thought to myself, fuck me, Craig David's really let himself go.
And gone white.
Pale. He doesn't get out much these days. Sits inside masturbating and playing Nintendo.
Confuddling himself.
every day is Sunday.
People out in America are going, who the fuck is Craig David?
And people in England wish they could say that.
They'd be like, yeah, we have no idea.
He's kind of the equivalent of Nelly, or he was for a bit, I don't know.
Nelly?
Yeah, someone who appeared, had a couple of hit tracks, fucked off, and was actually a wanker.
So you're a fan then? You got his album, yeah?
Yeah.
So you listen to it on your Zune?
Yeah. But ever since he packed his trunk and fucked off to the circus, it's just not been the same.
See, when you said Nelly, I just automatically thought about your kid.
No.
That's
a fair point, because Nelly is definitely a girl's name.
What was that?
And that was Ash's phone.
Oh, so, yeah.
Look, there are these things called mobile phones, right? And I know it's a strange and difficult concept to hold, but it's like a telephone that can follow you around.
It can follow me around?
It can follow you around. In your pocket.
Oh, right. I've got to carry it in.
You mean like the thing that...
Although
we
my wife fails to understand this fact.
She leaves it home.
It's a mobile phone. That means you could have it with you.
Or lift it upstairs. What's on the downstairs?
Yeah, totally.
It lives in the drawer next to my bed.
I lifted the car whilst I went to work.
Yeah. Between the two giant cocks, the one with the petrol engine and the nuclear-powered one. So, Halloween.
What? So Halloween, so I thought I'd mix it up a little bit this week.
Ooh.
Have the running theme, horror, scary movies and that. Because we're a movie-centric podcast, don't forget, guys.
Yeah,
we're supposed to talk about movies.
So far,
yeah.
And
Halloween movies.
The whole idea was literally to try and incorporate Halloween and scary shit in with some us rambling and talking shit.
Well, that sounds novel.
It's themed, isn't it?
So for the Christmas one, are we going to talk about some festive shit?
Yeah, why not? Because you wanted to call it a... Pudding class or something. Christmas podcast. Oddcast Christmas podcast.
Was that when you were very drunk?
Yeah, and it was last year.
Oh, okay.
That's when you actually really wanted to do the podcast, whereas now you're just like, fucking hell, do we have to do this shit?
Jesus Christ. Did I only start doing this less than a year ago?
It's almost a year when you started doing it. We literally started in December when me and you started messing around.
Oh, Christ, it's November.
When you started messing around, I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah, but once I'd swallowed...
We just got on with it, it's fine.
You were befuddled.
I was befuddled and confosticated or whatever.
Yeah, that's it, confosticated.
Confosticated, that's a good one.
That means full of fosters.
So this week, occasionally. So this week, Ash might be pleased to know, we are not going to be doing a smoothie spit roast.
What, you mean? Smoothie spit roast?
A smoothie spit roast.
Movie spit roast. We're not going to do Guest of the Year.
Okay.
Instead...
Yep.
I'm going to do the horror franchise game, which is...
Don't gaggle the cat until the end.
The other podcast would have a soundboard. We just have Will. Okay, so the aim of this game is literally, I'm going to tell you a title of a horror movie franchise,
right,
and you've got to tell me whether before is higher or lower. It's a higher or lower game.
Right, higher or lower what?
I'm going to tell you how many films have been in this movie franchise, and in the next one, you have to tell me whether it's higher or lower.
Oh, okay.
I made that sound so complicated.
Yes, you did.
Because it confused me. I was confuddled myself. Right?
Confusticated or befuddled?
Befusticated?
Befisticated.
Go forth. Go forth and befusticated.
Halloween, right, okay. Befistication.
We might have an episode there.
Yeah.
Or the Befistication of Adam Barker.
That sounds like a novel by like Emily Bronte or something.
That was kind of the feel, yeah.
Alright. So do you understand? It's not hard.
No, I don't get
even
it.
Even though I made it sound really hard.
Please explain it so clearly like you did last time.
Yeah, higher or lower, but I've got to say something which is higher or lower than...
Explain to me like one of your French girls.
Nice. Okay, so if I just sort of... I'll start off by saying, right, the Halloween movies, right? There was 10 Halloween movies. This includes remakes and reboots.
Okay.
Okay, you got that?
So what is actually the difference between a remake and a reboot?
Just so it's the same thing, really. But pedantic can just say the same words.
That's not pedantry. That's idiocy.
No, a remake is apparently you're remaking.
Pedantry, picking up and saying, no, hang on, it's the same thing.
No, what I think is, this is technically what a remake would be, remaking the same story. Like, say, if you want to remake Halloween, you're remaking it by using the same story and characters. Reboot is, it's the same idea, new characters, but you're starting from the beginning, you're getting rid of the previous
silence. So it's like the new Batman films are a reboot.
They're a reboot because you're not continuing on, but you're still using the same
thing. Formatting your hard drive and off you go, you're starting again.
Yeah, yes. If you want to be accountancy like that.
I don't use a computer, I use a calculator.
A calculator. Right, okay, so not the Halloween movies, there was 10 of them.
I have an abacus.
Yeah.
I actually used the beads on it for anal love beads, but so. Right, Adam, quiz.
I just told you. Halloween had 10 films, right?
Right, have you not told us the next film, though?
Yeah, I'll just explain that Halloween had 8 movies, which were was the whole Laurie Strode movies, which was Jamie Lee Curtis from the first one all the way down to number 8. And then they had 2 reboots, or two remakes.
Right. Jamie Lee Curtis, okay.
Yeah. Yes, she was in Halloween. We discussed
that when we did the Star Wars.
Okay, so you need to tell me. So Halloween at 10, Will. Friday the 13th,
more.
Higher or lower?
More.
You think there was more?
Yeah.
Do you want to give me a rough estimate of how many?
8.
How was that more?
Friday the 13th, they're going to make Friday the
13th. I'm going to say about 8, actually. I'm going to go less.
You think it's less?
Yeah.
Should I do it back? No, we should keep it to you. So this one.
Or is it gets it or it doesn't.
Exactly.
Unless it's a draw.
No, that's one. No, it was actually more.
That's what I said.
you said less.
He is confusticated.
I am confusticated. Yeah, they did 12.
Okay.
Which was actually...
Oh, that's begging for the... Yeah,
exactly. They've got to make Friday the 13th 13.
They had 10 of them. Mm. Which was like the first ones went from 1 all the way through to 10. Jason X was the 10th one.
Mm.
You alright?
Yes. I've just remembered I have a 1980 port open that Ash might like to try.
Okay. Ooh.
So you carry on talking and you talk to Ash about the next bit.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's my question.
You go and get the port.
I get to say something.
No, I'm just saying that the 10th Jason film was actually called Jason X and it was in space.
Ooh.
Which is always the death of a franchise when it has to go into space because they can't figure out where else to have them.
Well, apart from the zero-G porn films.
And then what they did after that, they had a Freddy versus Jason, and then they rebooted it with Friday the 13th, which was a brand new one. So 12.
Okay.
So Will didn't get it right. Right, the next one is Nightmare on Elm Street, Ash. Was it more than 12 or less than 12? No, Friday the 13th. No, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it's not the same as Halloween.
No, it's a different. It's a man with knives for fingers.
If we reboots and all that kind of stuff, does that include sort of cartoons and things
TV
like that?
TV series. Not TV series.
How many
not including
episodes
that.
You've got?
No.
So it doesn't include everything then?
I told you, it includes just sequel, reboots and remakes, alright? Not TV shit.
Thank you, sir. Right. Hey, even got it in a port sipper.
Cheers, old boy.
Cheers.
Yeah, drinking the port.
Yeah, from the sippers.
Looks like it looks like blood. So that's why you got it. It's Halloween. It's blood.
Nice.
I can't have one. I'm driving.
I should hope so. That's a 32-year-old port. That is.
That's very nice. Just because of, I'm using Will's logic from one of the previous quizzes, just because it sounds quite improbable, I'm going to go more.
You think there's more than 12?
Yes, because they've had Freddy versus Jason, and they've had Freddy versus this, and Freddy versus that, and Freddy's probably done all kinds of other people as well.
Jason was Friday the
13th. Or Friday the 13th.
Right.
That was 12.
And that was included in the 12.
That was. Yeah. Right, so the Freddy versus would be included.
Because he said Freddy versus. Okay, I see where you're coming from. Included in both.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go more.
So you think it was more than 12?
Hiya! Hiya! Hiya!
It was actually lower. There's only 9 of them.
You fucking cunt.
There's 7 movies, and then they had Freddy versus Jason. And then they did the
3D one, didn't they?
They did the new Friday 13th. Not Friday. Keep saying Friday the 13th. They did the new Freddy film.
Yeah.
Which wasn't as good. It was pretty bad.
Even on these quizzes, shit. When I get a 50-50 chance, I still get it fucking dang long.
All right, okay, so at nine movies, the next one is Final Destination.
Way less.
Way less?
Mm. Yeah, I think they went to 5.
You're correct. It was only 5. Yeah. And the fifth one was a prequel. So at least you went back.
Yeah, I actually remember us talking about that. Yeah. Wow, I remember something we spoke about on an earlier podcast.
I don't normally.
Okay, right, next one in Ash.
You're looking at me as if I need to ask you a question.
No, no,
come on then, Ash, next one.
Yeah, next one, Ash, come on.
I'm going to make up my own question, and I'm going to say Predator, and I'm going to say lower.
Child's Play. Is there more than 5 of them?
Is there more than 5 Child's Plays?
Yes, that was the question you were
now, I know, I always repeat it, so it gives me time to think. But I'm thinking his logic here as well.
No one would have ever spotted that trick.
His logic here as well is because it was lower last time, it's going to be higher this time. So I'm going to say lower.
You said it's lower than 5.
Yeah.
It was only 4. Well, I tricked you a little bit because it's exactly 5. And he said earlier that there was no draws.
No,
I never said that.
Yeah, you didn't trick. Well, you didn't trick him. It's just you gave him 2 choices, higher or lower. You
could have said it exactly the same.
No. He did say earlier when I said you either win or lose unless it's a draw, and you said no, that won't happen. He said no, that won't happen.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. Rewind.
Oh no! Shit! Sorry. No, there's 6. I was reading fucking Final Destination again.
Fucking twat.
Fucks.
This is what we have as our Bob Holness quiz master.
Bob Holness fucking hell. No, I did this whilst you were having a fag, so I was getting all worked up. No, there's 6. They've actually just made the 6th one. Scanned straight to DVD. That's how good the franchise has become.
Brilliant. Because it was so strong to start with.
Exactly. Right, Will, next one.
Yes.
So you've got to include future ones as well.
Well, if they've been made, pretty much. You can't. Yeah. Not so, one that's going to be made like in 2 years' time.
But one that's like yours 32.
Yeah,
it will be made.
It's got to be.
One I will write the script for, and the one after that, just to make me right.
Yes. The Omen.
Less.
Less than 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 3 of them.
5.
5. That many?
There's actually 4 originals, and they remade one.
I didn't realise it went that far.
Oh. Yeah, the remake was pretty poor as well.
That seems to be a pattern here.
They are pretty poor. Right, Ash.
Can we say films with Of the Dead in them?
I was actually going to have that.
Oh, right, okay.
But I didn't.
Oh.
I was going to, but I decided again.
But I thought it was a shit idea.
If I had more time, I would have done it, but I didn't. I only had 5 minutes left. Paranormal Activity, Ash. More than 5? Less than 5?
Paranormal Activity. I have never watched it.
They're cheap movies. They can be easily made.
So you're trying to give me a hint here.
No, I'm just saying, they're the sort of films.
There's going to be more, so because you...
Well, the horrors, the cheap, nasty horrors, yeah.
They come out easily.
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Don't need years of pre-production.
How many was the last one? 5?
Last one was 5, yeah.
So Paranormal Activity 6. Not heard of it. I think there were only 4.
I thought there was only one.
So higher or lower?
Lower.
You're right, it was lower. It was actually 4. The 4th one's out now. So... Okay. There's actually 4, and they've come in every year for the last 4 years. on Halloween. They've all come out.
I only heard of the first one.
So that's what I mean. That's what they're easy to make.
I've never watched one of them, so
I might have seen the first one, but I don't know.
I thought it was a TV series.
Will,
yes, Adam,
Saw, higher or lower?
Oh Christ, that's gone to 5 or 6, I think. So higher.
Yep, right. Definitely.
Seven.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
For fuck.
Seven's on Netflix now.
Talk about flogging a dead horse whilst torturing someone really inventively but predictably.
It is a dead horse because they killed the guy that actually came up with it, and he's got someone else that's running the show now.
Yeah. Now it's just about flogging dead whores.
Yes. Lots of them with really ingenious contraptions.
Again, they come out once a year.
Yeah, it's Halloween, just for 7 years. Crap.
In a row.
Yeah.
All right, Ash. Scream, higher or lower than 7?
Lower.
You right?
There's only 4. Into our pace now.
There's only 4. See, you okay, next one. Well, Wrong Turn.
Never heard of it. Lower.
What then?
4.
Yeah.
I've done it again, haven't I? Let's start again.
It's the same number.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the other one, or are you looking at the
wrong
one?
No, I did actually put. Well, I put it in the wrong one. Let's start again. The Howling.
I'm so confused.
Higher or lower than the Scream?
Higher?
Yeah, 7.
The Howling, what's that about then?
I'm about werewolves.
Oh.
Old 80s film. Just constantly getting remade and sequels and whatnots.
And so that's remake of a remake of a remake.
They remake them, they reboot it, they just use the name and have no connection to the original.
It just seems to have a werewolf in it, so we'll call it Howling. Yeah.
So they've made 7, which is surprising.
Have they all called them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
No, they like The Howling, The Curse, or The Howling Reborn.
Have you seen the Ginger Snaps films?
Yes, I have.
First one of them was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
There's 3 of them, a bunch of Ginger Snaps go around eating people?
No, it's a ginger werewolf.
Yeah, ginger bird. Starts getting going on a period, then turns into a werewolf, because that's what happens.
Yeah, always watch out for redheads.
Well, this explains why she snaps.
Ash.
Well, the fact she's ginger probably does, but...
Puppet Masters. Puppet Master, sorry.
God, how many more are there?
Higher or lower? Only one more.
And what was the previous number?
7. Higher or lower than 7. Puppet Master.
Higher than lower than 7 is
going
to
have
to be...
Higher!
Lower. Lower. I'm going to have to go lower.
So, do you want me pen? You said lower?
Yeah.
It's higher. They made 11 of them.
Told you.
What? 11 of them. Yeah, I never trust you, you little bastard.
Well, maybe you should have trusted me. Now and again, I like to double bluff.
But, Will?
Yep.
So he's going to finish on the extra question.
No, I've got one more for you.
Is that the previous one that I know is 4?
No.
Lower.
Hellraiser. Higher or lower?
Lower.
You reckon lower?
Yeah.
They made 13 Hellraisers.
They did. They made 8. And then Ash, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, blimey, including copies and remakes. And have they done any? Have they done any of the Chainsaw Massacre person versus someone else?
No, they haven't. Good. They should do.
Why?
Chainsaw Man.
Because they've made anything else, haven't they?
I still think they've only done a high and full, but
I think they've only done about 5.
Mm. So 8 Hellraisers. How many? You were going lower?
5.
It is lower, but it's not 5, it's 7.
They're not much lower, though.
The 7th one is actually out now, or coming out very soon, and it's just called Texas Chainsaw, because it's got fuck all to do.
Because there's no massacre
else.
In it. Yeah.
There's just this couple of nice birds that are just waving around these sort of chainsaws that have been made in Texas.
I love the hand movement.
Do you reckon there's made a porn film out there called Texas Chainsaw Masturbator or something?
No, I mean, it'd be Texas called Chainsaw Mastectomy.
There's one called Chexas.
Yeah.
So there you go, there was your Halloween quiz. It doesn't mean nothing, it just sounded different. It probably sounded better in my head.
So it does mean something.
Yes.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but you're using double negatives. So if it don't mean nothing, it must mean something.
You guys do some Star Watch?
Did he actually just say you go some Star Watch?
Yeah,
I was wiping my beard and I was like, num, num, num.
He was going, fucking bastard.
Cunnilingus. Yes. Ha ha ha.
And coming from you, that's quite something, because you're no stranger to the weird side of life, are you?
Well, I mean, what's weird, you know? I mean...
You two are.
We got a double hump in the weird, right?
It's good.
Listen, I don't stick my hand in my dog's anus, so...
No,
it doesn't
go in. I don't break the surface.
God, I feel as though I've missed something so profound.
In fact, stage is happy for anyone to have a go, don't I?
See him after.
So, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
No, you twat, it's Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, shit, I always get them confused. Johnny Depp.
I mix them up myself. That's why I'm always wanking over Helena Bonham Carter.
So, yeah, Johnny Depp's dead. Tim Burton.
Big director. Johnny Depp's dead?
Dead, I said.
Oh. Johnny Depp's dead.
And also,
Johnny Depp did.
but
he's not black.
He has his hands.
Are you a South African Scotsman? Hey, he's got scissors for hands.
Could you imagine a worse accent than South African that mates with a Scottish person? Ugh. Accent wise.
No.
Because I'm sure many of them have. But.
I don't know. Brummies?
Oh,
I'm from Dudley. Dudley. I'm all right. Would you like to come out and get a curry? Give it a try.
Right.
Yeah, we're good.
So, Star Wars, Tim Burton, director, born in 1958. An old bastard.
Me?
Yeah. And do you know what?
As old as you, then.
He's directed 28 movies.
Lower.
False.
He hasn't finished a couple of them yet.
But about six or seven of them are just like shorts. So it's
lower because they're shorts. They don't count. They only count half.
So it was false.
Yeah, they're fractions.
1985, he directed Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Never seen it.
With Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman.
Was that his first film?
I can genuinely say I really don't know anything about Pee Wee Herman except for impressions I've heard done by other people in things. I've never seen Pee Wee Herman, to my knowledge, or heard Pee Wee Herman. And I think that's a happy state of being. I'm assuming he's like the equivalent of the Crankies.
You said Pee Wee Herman a lot in that sentence.
That's because I was talking about Pee Wee Herman. If I'd said Pee Wee Herman a lot in a sentence when I was talking about Batman...
With Pee Wee Herman.
There would be an issue.
I'm Batman!
You've not seen Pee Wee...
Walker?
Yeah.
Pee Wee Does Dallas.
Or Debbie Does Pee Wee.
Am I in yet?
Happy Halloween.
We're making Halloween really excited, happy and fun. We're like the fucking, what's the Addams Family. They celebrate Halloween as like the most fun time ever.
You better watch out or we'll set Pee Wee Herman on you.
Pee Wee Herman, I come to kill you. 1988, Beetlejuice. Best
great
film,
film
ever. My most favourite film ever.
The missus was watching that just last night.
Your most favourite? Have you got a second most favourite?
Yeah, Halloween. Actually is. 1978's Halloween.
Wow. You have issues.
I don't have issues. They're just films that we watched when I was a child.
Because they've not made anything better.
They remind me of when I was younger.
Yeah?
Oh, you're living in your good old days.
And I was like, I remember the time I could sit there and just piss myself and shit myself and watch a film.
In the good
now
old
I'm a
days.
Day cinema, I'll get dirty.
Zombies, yeah.
Yeah. Batman, 1989.
It reminds me, do you want that sofa that I've had?
Futon?
Yeah.
I don't know now, probably not.
No. Yeah, it's only the odd Sunday.
Spunkstained alone. Batman, 1989.
This
I
is why
I can
like...
scrape them off, to be honest. It's the point I could use a chisel.
The chisel?
Yeah.
Because it's layered on layer on layer on layer.
Yeah, I can soften it up at least.
It's been a good couple of months of Sundays.
Yeah.
Batman, 1989.
Good this film. Is why he great likes film. Tim Burton, because he made a Batman film.
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands, 1990.
I saw Edward Scissorhands when it first came out, but I've got no
sure
recollection
you haven't seen
of it.
Edward Penishands?
Oh, I do get mixed up. Hang on. One's got Winona Ryder, and one hasn't.
And one was riding Winona.
Yeah.
You got there before
one had the rider of Winona. Yeah.
What's your job? I'm a Winona Ryder.
It's a nice film, interesting, man. It's a little fairy tale.
Yeah, a bit like Edward Penis Hands.
Batman Returns, 1992.
Yes, excellent.
He just come back.
I'm back! Don't look, we made another one. Or was that
I actually preferred Batman Returns to the original Batman.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought Danny DeVito as the Penguin was fantastic. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jack Nicholson did a fantastic Joker, but Catwoman, fuck me, that Girl was five. A proper Catwoman.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Man.
Oh.
Edward, 1994.
Excuse me, I have to go and use my sofa.
I need a little sofa tire.
That's not Edward Woodward.
Edward Woodward, yeah.
Do you know why Edward Woodward's got three D's in his name? Otherwise, he'd be Ewa Woowa.
Ewa Woowa.
That should have been on the bad jokes.
It's a habit. I love that one.
Edward is the world's worst director ever. Apparently. Right,
the world's worst director.
Yep, it was. That's what he was titled because he made shitty films. And then Burton did, he went and made Mars Attacks in homage to Edward.
I thought that film was hilarious.
I like Mars Attacks.
That was massive cameo, or well, not even cameos, but massive. Well, yeah,
Jack Nicholson, Pierce Brosnan, Michael J. Fox, Sarah Jessica Parker.
This film as well. When have we discussed Mars Attacks and why?
Sigourney Weaver.
It might have been.
Oh, was it Siggy Weaver?
It was Siggy Weaver.
No, he's not in it.
I thought it was Siggy Weaver in it.
No.
We discussed it at some point.
Someone's been in it, which we discussed it in some length.
Yeah.
It's a good film. I liked it. Sleepy Hollow, 99.
Yeah, I didn't actually like that.
You weren't a fan of it. See, it's one of them films that if someone told me to go and watch it now, if I had a choice, I'd say no. But if someone put it on, I'd watch it.
Well, that's because you can't be asked to reach for the remote.
No,
that's
because you're fucking lazy. No, because sometimes, like, when you give me the option to watch something, I'll be like, no, I don't want to watch it. Because I'm automatically thinking boring bits of it. But when I'm watching it, I'm like, that's actually quite cool. Because it's actually got Christopher Walken in it. He doesn't even speak.
Oh, so what's the point? Can you do an impression of Christopher Walken in Sleepy Hollow?
Okay, you ready?
Adam.
Is that the worst little...
That made it a bit more really.
I'm Christopher Walken. Ah, 2001, Planet of the Apes. That's when he started fancying his missus dressed up as a monkey.
Is that the Mark Wahlberg one?
Yeah, that's an awful film, isn't it? That's not a good film at all.
I didn't realise that was his. It's now got even further down in my estimation.
Big Fish, 2003.
Fucking brilliant film.
Very good film. Underrated as well. People forget.
I love that. That is actually, my dog had been put down a couple of months before that, but I remember watching that, and this doesn't happen. I think Big Fish is one of the few times in the last 10 years, maybe 15 years, that I've actually cried.
Aww.
I was in a bit of an emotional state, but that film actually moved me to tears.
That's a good thing, isn't it? It's a nice movement to tears. It didn't make you cry because it, like, come out of the screen and punched you. Man, thing,
yeah, but I came at the same time.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory, 2005.
Sorry.
He's being serious.
Just remembering that moment. It basically, stuff came out of every single orifice. If I could secrete liquid from it, it came out.
He cried cum.
Oh, the boy who cried cum.
Was that you doing your laugh mixed with Pee Wee Herb?
Probably sounds better in my head, but when I listen back, I probably sound, that's never not Pee Wee Herb.
You sound just like a cunt, to be honest. So.
To hear yourself better, you need to lift the beanie off
the
top of
your head. Yeah. Fucking David Beckham.
No.
Beckham.
Corpse Bride, 2005. I completely missed Charlie Chocolate Factory because I wasn't a fan of that one.
It was okay, but yeah.
They went overboard on the special effects.
They were a lot more faithful to the novel. Mm. I say novel story. This novel's a bit too thick for the children's
book. It did have as many pages.
The children's book was great. It was so much more faithful to the Roald Dahl children's book. That's the thing. And it had a midget in it called Deep Roy.
Yep. Yeah.
And quite frankly, that means I forgave it an awful lot.
Okay. He's doing his David Blaine impression again.
Fuck off, David Blaine. Fuck off, David Blaine.
I'm just checking out the levels.
So, in fact, you put the headphones on and me and Ash both went quiet.
I know.
Yeah. But it turned out you were trying to listen to us.
But it's the fact that he put the headphones on and still kept the beanie over his ears. So he put the headphones
on.
Yeah,
and having his hands over your ears and, yeah, you just look like a cunt. To be
honest. I'm getting the impression that you two don't wear beanie hats.
Oh, I do, but I wear beanie hats because it's really cold and I want to keep my head and ears warm.
Yeah.
You're sitting in my living room. Ash is just wearing a work shirt. I'm wearing a t-shirt. You're wearing a t-shirt, a fleece, and a fucking beanie.
It's not fleece. It's just,
not fleece, but hoodie.
The thinnest hoodie in the world, and look what my t-shirt says.
Nobody tells DJ Request what to play.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It doesn't that even makes no make sense. Sense.
But it's the kind
Nobody
of thing...
tells DJ Request what to play.
Who's DJ Request?
It's from a film called The Goods.
Okay. Oh, but well, quite that's frankly, why we missed it. You've also, to compliment the Craig David look, you've got a t-shirt about DJing.
Yes. Now, underneath a very thin fleece with the zip halfway down.
Deep rewind with the Crown Sebo Selector.
And why did you take it the zip slightly further down and then try and show your moves?
Oh,
try and show your moves. Go.
What's next?
Corpse Bride.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's the animated.
Yeah, that was made like
again,
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he never directed Nightmare Before Christmas, he just produced it.
Right.
I like Nightmare Before Christmas.
I like you just get bored of saying something and give up with the mouth movements, don't you?
Sweeney Todd, 2007.
That was alright.
Alice Wonderland.
Wank, from what I hear.
Yeah, Dark Shadows.
Never seen it.
Okay,
the one about the vampire that's not sparkly, at least.
Yeah, it's got Eva Green. She's fit. But a little bit of trivia on Tim Burton.
Yes.
Tell me whether it's true or false. Don't have to do that because it sounds stupid.
True.
Yeah. Tim Burton and his wife, Helena Bonham Carter, live in separate houses next to each other. Is that true or false?
Are they little heads?
Little heads?
I know, that's Futurama. There's Mel Gibson that pops out.
Does one of them like a little head more than the other?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus Christ, it's the kind of thing I could entirely
Who's
expect
this question
of them.
To, anyway?
Both of us.
Oh, okay. I can give one answer, you can give another. I'm going to go with true.
You're getting that's true?
Yeah.
A married couple live in separate houses next to each other.
I know a married couple who live in separate bedrooms. Not that they don't get on, they just both like their own space.
Are these two just kooky enough they could have their own house?
They've got enough money. So instead of having their own room, they have their own house.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to false, because then that means that there must be at least a tunnel going in between them. So that Johnny Depp can run between them.
Basically, Johnny Depp's tunnel is between them.
Yeah, he doesn't have a tunnel.
Oh, okay.
So, you're saying false.
It's actually true. They live next door to each other.
They live next door to each other.
Tim Burton was once due to make a Superman movie, and he had Nicolas Cage set up to play the Man of Steel. Nicolas Cage is Superman, can you imagine?
Was Francis Ford Coppola the executive producer?
No. It was the guy that worked the mechanical massive spider.
Was that a Kevin Smith thing? The giant spider. Yeah.
That was a Kevin Smith thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with true.
You reckon that's true? Can you imagine Nicolas Cage playing Superman?
I can't imagine it. I can imagine
Nicolas Cage being cast as Superman, because that's how things work. But you always go true, false. So I'm coming a cropper here, but...
I will have to go the other way and say that he's going to break his, not seal, but his way of doing things.
So you're saying true, you're saying false.
I'm going to say false. Try it the other way around.
No. Well, it doesn't make sense, because frankly he nodded. Ash is saying false, Will is saying true.
Okay. It was actually true. He had him already.
Fuck.
He had Nicolas Cage ready, and Ash did screen tests. With him, you can find it on YouTube. A Nicolas Cage screen test, and he had a mullet.
Superman was going to have a mullet. What, and glasses, or just a mullet?
It turns out Superman wouldn't be able to act either.
When he was writing Edward Scissorhands, it was originally a story of a deranged monster that attacked the town in the realm of a gothic monster movie. So Edward Scissorhands was originally a gothic monster movie, not a nice fairy tale. Well, I've rewritten it myself. I've taken the trivia and rewritten it myself. It's on my phone.
All right. I'll go false.
What did you say again?
Edward Scissorhands was originally a gothic monster movie instead of the nice little fairy tale type of film it is now.
In it.
in it, mate. In it, bruv.
Geese.
Nah, it's always been a pretty little soppy story.
You said false and false, false.
Yep.
It is false, I made it up.
Yeah.
And Tim Burton only ever writes his movies on a Wednesday as he believes it's the only day he can really unleash his creativity. That's
gotta be bollocks.
It's Tim Burton, he's crazy, he's kooky.
He also likes money.
Yeah. Sorry, it's Tuesday. Okay. Gotta wait.
Yeah.
So you're right, it's false. So there you go, Tim Burton. We are part of the Pod Gods Network. Go to podgodsnetwork.com and go listen to one of these Pod Gods.
I'm Irv, the Devil's Advocate. Join us with my Mind Jack puzzles of murder mysteries, conundrums, and trick questions.
I'm Ice. Join us for some fun facts, weird laws, and my famous top tens that can go on and on and on.
I'm Six. Join us and test your wits with my trivia game, Neuron Napalm, and get a few laughs with my song parodies called Six's Lampoons.
I'm Gigi. Join us as we do some lines while I keep the guys on their toes with my quick wit and the truth at my fingertips.
And you can find all this at DicksInsiderShow.com or PodGodsNetwork.com, where you can join our
Circle Jerk of a Conversation.
The Dicks Insider Show. Woo!
So when you say listen to these, you mean listen to, like, this podcast, not these podcasts or these... I can't even remember.
See, you're trying to correct me, but you don't even know what you were going to say.
I was, but I corrected you, and then you said, oh, why don't you say that? And I said, I don't really want to. And you said, no, just say it. And you said, I don't want to. And you said, fucking say it, you cunt. And I went, okay, I'm sorry. Don't hurt me, Adam. Don't hit me in the face again.
Go on, I like watching it.
Like anyone believes I actually hit you.
I do.
But you're quiet.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the answer. I'm just waiting for the wet slap.
Okay.
You like that.
Go to podgodsnetwork.com and listen to that podcast you just heard and the other podcasts that are on the site.
Yeah, the Dicks and the Cider and all the other ones.
Yes. Zombie Life. It's Halloween special. Big up the zombies.
Damn right.
And 7 Days of Geek and whatnot. Okay, so are you ready?
I didn't know Whatnot was.
It's a brand new one. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that like? Should we invite Rita in to do some segmentate?
Rita, you may come in.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready for today's Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Here we go.
Hey there, it's Rita Ramnani here, and it's time for another great edition of Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews. With me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. So here is today's film. Another 80s film where the entire film is set in a really cold place. Don't you find that films set in a really cold place make you really cold? I remember once when I went to the cinema to see Titanic, and the bit where they all end up in the freezing cold water, I got a massive chill and got really cold. But I was then told the fire exit door was open and there was a draft coming in and I was only wearing a t-shirt and didn't have my jumper. But anyway, this film set in a cold place and written by the creator of a 70s slasher film. In this film, something is attacking people one by one, and even in one scene, they kind of break in two and look like a massive dog thing. Even though it's not really a dog, just something that looks like a dog and continues to attack people. The film is pretty scary. So what movie am I talking about?
Okay. Rita Ramnani's really random reviews there.
I think I might have this one.
You reckon?
Yeah. So let's get Ash.
I haven't got a bloody clue.
Maybe I can tell by your expression.
Yeah.
All right, so it's set in a cold place.
Set in a very cold place.
Yeah.
It's a very, very cold place.
Very, very, very cold place.
Uh-huh.
And she was watching Titanic because she got cold in the cinema once, but that's got nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a rambling bit. And it's something that's going around killing people. And it turned into a massive dog thing, but it's not really a dog, just looks like a dog thing, but it's not actually really a dog. And it killed people, it was a really cold place.
And it was directed by someone who made the slasher movie.
Yeah, in a 70s slasher movie. So, you know, what is it? It could be anything. You know what I mean?
And I am really, really struggling on this one. I got the last one really easily.
Something's got to pop in your head, come on.
Something's got to pop into my head. I'm thinking of a... Snow Beast or something. What year did she say it was?
Didn't say,
said it was in the '80s.
In the '80s. Yeah, because
there's got to be something in the '80s.
Which narrows it down.
Buggered my thing slightly.
It's definitely buggered. Definitely.
Everything buggers my thing slightly.
The only thing that I thought of,
which was actually probably 79, possibly, was the cold scene in the Star Wars film.
So there's a cold thing in the Star Wars film? You said cold.
Yeah, there's a cold thing in there.
Yeah, is it cold?
Yeah, yeah, when they were on that moon thing.
That moon thing.
They were on the cold, icy moon thing with the big monster thing that was trying to rip Luke's arm off and
with
all
the
that
thing.
Kind of crap. And he got stuck in the other thing. They did the other thing. So I'm going to have to say Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. So,
and
he said so many,
definitely
so
not.
Many things. He went for so many things there, and he come up with that.
I'm trying to skewer an olive.
If I'm wrong, I appear to be laughing like a mental, but I'm going to guess the thing.
You think it's the thing?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
You haven't seen the thing?
No. Nor have I, but I know it's set in the ice, and I know Rita emphasised the word thing on something, and that's all I'm going by.
No, I was just saying the thing, lots. And he was saying the
all
thing
right, well,
as well. I now get it.
Let's see. Shit, I'm a dickhead. Let's see what the film is.
Today's film was The Thing. Come on, you must have got something from that.
The Thing!
Bagger! Sorry, Rita, even though I was saying Thing an awful lot, it still didn't even click.
Fuck me, I enjoyed that.
Thing click.
You must have got some thing from that.
No.
It was so funny watching you keep saying thing. Mm. He's like, oh, this thing, moon thing, thing, thing. And I kept saying, oh, you must have got something. You're like, yeah, thing and thing. Empire Strikes Back.
Smooth.
Operator.
Pretty smooth. Okay, so thank you, Rita. Join her next week for another Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews. If you want to follow her on Twitter, you can, at Rita Ramnani. And check out her IMDb page and check out all the movies she's been in, because she's a top sport.
Bravo.
Okay, so who wants to go back and watch some shit?
Me.
Or who wants to go back and watch a thing?
I prefer to go back and watch The Thing, because then I might have watched it.
Yep, you ready?
Well, I'd like to go back and watch The Thing do a shit.
And see if it turns into black pudding.
Blood sausage.
It could be a blood sausage.
Okay.
We have to go back! We have to go back! We have to go back!
Hey, Vivian.
Hey, now look, I can go backwards.
Let me see.
Hey, that's amazing. Hey.
Hey, you.
Vivian, honey, are you okay?
Officials have declared a state of emergency.
Everybody they kill gets up and kills.
Residents are advised to find a safe place and stay there.
I've just been informed that we are going off the air and switching to the emergency broadcasting system.
Look up the road, there's a lot more of them. Why are they coming here?
Maybe they're coming for us. Sooner or later, they're going to get in here.
Our babies will be filled.
It's only a matter of time.
It's coming.
They'll find a way in.
Oh, God.
Geek out. So cheek. Geek out.
I wish I'd filmed that little cheek. That was amazing.
Oh, he was dancing like and that. Clicking his fingers.
I love that film.
Dawn of the Dead.
It's beautiful.
It sounds like you're almost
dying of China zombie age.
I've seen the original and I've seen the remake.
Okay.
A lot of people have seen the original. Will say that's so much better than the remake. The remake did this, the remake did that. Quite frankly, I saw the remake, then I saw the original. The original was shit. If you're going to, it's not, this is not go back and watch this, but if you're going to go and watch an absolute classic zombie film, do watch Dawn of the Dead. But don't bother with the original. The effects have dated chronically, the acting's dated chronically.
You just said this isn't go back, just go back and watch this shit.
Yeah, I know, but if it's go back and watch this shit...
But you've got two choices, same as our little quiz.
The feature is called Go Back and Watch This Shit, but a lot of the films people may not have seen.
Oh, okay, I see.
If you see what I mean. So yeah. If we're just actually saying, go and watch this shit, as opposed to go back and watch this shit that you've seen before...
Do you really think that Dawn of the Dead, the remake, wasn't well received then? Or from what you've heard?
No. I think the people who were massive aficionados, some people will always say the original was always better.
Yeah.
And in many cases, I believe that to be true. But in this case, I think the original was dated really badly. I have watched both, but I watched the original after the remake, and it just wasn't the same.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've seen them both. Which?
I was just making sure my mic was on, and I didn't waste time the whole time, because Ash was looking at his
mic.
Ash
was looking really at mine.
He's making me paranoid.
I think I sneezed at some point. I just got to get something off the tip.
Oh, you're such a classy bastard.
Fuck it. If anybody wants to date Ash,
tweet me at, what is it, Badger Potter? And we'll convert them for me.
Yeah. We should start now.
Yeah, vet being a strong term with Ash's animal magnetism.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, Dawn of the Dead.
Was that a donkey?
Okay, so we're not talking about George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead, like you've just said. We're talking about Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
Sadly so, because Romero's done some great Of the Dead films still. And I actually thought it was Romero's remake. It must have been with Romero's blessing.
Oh, of course it was, yeah. I don't think he'd allowed it otherwise.
Mm.
But he definitely did. He was on board, I think, to say, yeah, go for it. And I think what he said it did, along with Shaun of the Dead, which came out literally pretty much the same time, it geared him up to put Land of the Dead into production.
Yes, it brought the attention back to what he was working on.
Yeah,
because Land of the Dead I adored, to be honest. But if you want to see a good zombie film, oh, quite frankly, there's loads
of them. It's standalone, isn't it, Dawn of the Dead, the remake, because there's fast zombies.
Yeah.
Land of the Dead, they're slow again. But this one, they're like 28 days later, the infected, they're fast. Yeah, they chase them.
Oh, okay.
They wander around.
It's a stupid idea, though, that they go... Oh, where can we get together that's safe? A shopping mall with loads and loads of plate glass between the zombies and us.
And a stupid amount of entrances and lots of public transport for the zombies to get on the train, swipe their Oyster card and get to the...
I don't remember that bit.
What bit's that?
It's in the bit that was actually...
In your head.
No, it's in the director's cut.
That only you've seen.
He cut it because it was shit.
Because Ash was like, put this bit in. He's like, no, Ash, I'm not doing it. Just do it.
I was an executive producer, but even then I got overruled.
Hang on, was you the guy that wanted a giant mechanical spider in the new Superman movie?
No, I wanted it to be a porcupine.
Giant mechanical porcupine.
But basically, I mean, Dawn of the Dead's got all of the classic ideas in it. You know, the zombies, they're coming back from the grave, the unexplained breakout, and all of that sort of stuff. The different stereotypes, the different people all depending on each other for survival. The breakout plans, the getting through the zombies, the looting the shops to get the good gear to beat the zombies up. It's all there. It's great fun.
I like it. I mean, I think the characters in it are pretty cool because you've got to put them, you've got arsehole characters in there.
You always need an arsehole.
Because the premise of all zombie movies now. You band a load of people together. Half of them don't know each other.
Personalities.
Exactly. And then they always are arguing over.
It's no different to your teen movies, your Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
It's still, oh my God, there's a zombie invasion. So you're going to have the geek, the jock, the princess. It's all of that same thing repeated, but with fucking zombies. Rock on.
Best scene in Dawn of the Dead? When they escape from the thingy and they do up the van.
The big breakout, yeah. Don't get me wrong, that's been done to death. But
it was done quite well, this, wasn't it?
It was done well, yeah.
It's chainsaws outside the holds. I did like that bit. That was pretty awesome.
That's the nice thing about Romero's movies, and yes, I know this was a remake and a different director, but it's over the top, it's fun, there are thousands of zombies, but they're really quite lame.
Yeah, well, Zack Snyder was really over the top and stylistic anyway. He's the guy that did Watchmen and Sucker Punch.
Yes.
So he's very over the top.
Oh, I loved Sucker Punch.
And he's
loved Watchmen, great. But Sucker Punch was brilliant.
And actually, I've got to give that back to Henry.
Yeah.
I've still got it somewhere.
Cavern the Spunk. and he's making the new Man of Steel movie, so new Superman.
Okay,
so
that's encouraging.
Stylistic. He's a good director.
Mad of Steel. I was thinking,
Mad of Steel. we can actually do a storyline, still.
Well, there were bits in. Correct me if I'm wrong, because it is a long time since I saw the remake. But you've got like the tale of the sniper who was sitting up on the building and basically kind of starved to death or got taken or something.
No, what happened?
I can't remember. That was really quite moving.
Yeah, the sniper was the guy at the gun shop. And they were talking and playing chess over the thing. And then what happened? They were going to save him. So they were going to send a dog over that to do it. Mm. But he went down and they broke in. Because the dog went through something and one of the zombies broke through as well.
Yeah.
And when they tried to call him to say, no, they don't, they're already there.
Yeah.
He got bit. And then the next time they saw him, he was holding up the sign as a zombie.
Yeah.
And that was the last time they saw him. And I think they killed him.
Yeah.
Because he was just going to stand there otherwise.
It was quite thought-provoking on the whole human survival situation. It was also a commentary on mass consumerism, because they all head for the mall in the event of crisis.
Well, that was the premise of the whole original film was consumerism and all that.
Where else are you going to get Coke?
Coke, most council estates around here. Oh, right, sorry, yeah.
Nice.
I nearly drank the mic.
So that's for a Halloween movie. I think that's a good horror film.
Totally.
It's a good action film as well.
Brilliant.
So it's a bit of everything. Some people don't like just pure horrors. They want a bit of action in it.
Yeah.
Some people don't just want pure action. They want a bit of horror in it.
Some like a bit of comedy. There's a bit of dry wit well placed in there.
Some witty
bits
in there.
Yeah. Not laugh out loud particularly, but there's some humour.
I didn't like the ending though.
It wasn't the happiest of endings.
When they get over to the island and then...
Yeah, let's not.
You mean they all died?
We'll leave that there.
Yeah. So I'll say go back and watch Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
Damn right.
They don't seem to have much, if any, reasoning power.
And how does this spread?
This is so full of shit. It's in the same damn thing all day. Gets up. Tell me something I don't know, asshole!
I've just been informed that we are going off the air.
Want to hear something that really sucks?
Switching over to the emergency broadcasting system.
You guys know that chick at Dairy Queen.
I don't know when we'll be back on the air.
Fat one?
Yeah.
Until then, John, just a...
She was coming over tonight? I would tap that shit for sure.
Bart, dude, everybody's dead, okay? Your mom's dead. Your brother's dead. That fat chick at Dairy Queen.
To say what a pleasure it's been.
Dead.
Report the news to you these past 26 years. God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
That sucks too.
Hell is overflowing, and Satan is sending his dead to us. Why? Because you have sex out of wedlock. You kill unborn children. You have men on man relations, same sex marriage. How do you think your God will judge you?
well, friends. Now we know. When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Okay, so we have come towards the end of our Halloween special.
Towards, yes, but not as.
Why not, Will?
We have a message.
We do. We have a very...
I've got a fucking cough.
What did I say? You keep...
Yeah, that is the message.
Will's got zombie AIDS. He's got zombie AIDS. Okay, zombie a couple AIDS. Of episodes ago...
That's like lemonades.
Back in episode 63, if anyone can remember, we...
Oh, back in the day.
We discussed... we had a discussion about tramps.
Yes. And
Zoom.
One of our regular listeners.
The Blimey, and we called him Mr. Blimey. And
but he's a bit old and a bit slow. So it's taken this long.
It's taken this long to get into us. And he's actually sent us a message.
And reply.
Regarding yeah. that episode, where we did... We kind of pushed our luck a little bit. We're taking a piss out of him a little bit.
What, just saying that he smears his face in shit with vile messages for us, start the thing.
Exactly. So he sent us a voicemail. So should we play out the voicemail while Will dies of zombie AIDS?
That would be good.
Yes, I think we should.
Hello, Blimey here. I'm calling to complain about the appalling abuse you gave me in episode 63. I blame that fucker Ash. It was a pathetic effort. You must try harder. Goodbye.
So either that was Blimey or Patrick Stewart. They're sending us a voicemail. But Ash, do you have any things you want to say? Apologies or anything?
Yeah, Ash.
No, he sounded quite proper for someone having shit smeared.
For a shit smeared tramp, he sounds like a nice bloke.
He had money, he lost it. Sorry, Blimey.
So you're actually apologising? Because he don't like you. No. You're up, fucker.
I am. Yeah. I'm a fucking accountant. No. I'm a fucking accountant. Even I'm correcting myself there.
Okay.
Fuck it.
So, Blimey, if you want to send us anything else, we might play it out. We might not.
Unless it's like a severed donkey's head, in which case we'll give it directly to Ash, particularly if you shattered his mouth.
No. You've got to write the message on the forehead.
Okay.
Or the long nose.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on to the end.
Oh, yeah.
We're at the end of the podcast. What's to look for?
Turn your headphones down. I can actually hear them from over here.
Oh, sorry, Will.
Well, just a oh, straight point. They're the other side of the room, and I can actually hear my voice going through the headphones.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK episode 66 Halloween special. Go and listen to MovieCon, because we actually did a couple of Halloween movies. We did Halloween and Scream. Horror movies.
Well, at the same time. Did you overlay them?
We did watch one screen, one on the other.
Press play now and now.
Hello Scream.
Hello Scream, yeah. So, anybody on Twitter?
Are you on Twitter? Well, why not go and follow Adam at Barker Podcasts and keep updated with his daily life, podcasts and more. He tweets a lot. Far too much, in fact. I think he needs help. He's addicted. Adam, please curb your tweeting. It's getting out of hand. You need to control yourself. I'm worried about you. Seriously. So, if you want to follow Adam's tweets and possibly witness a breakdown, do so. Seriously, Adam, call me. I can help you.
Thank you, Rita. And anybody got anything else to say before we dwindle off into the night with all the ghosts and ghoulies out there on Halloween?
Sign us out, Blimey.
This is the Blimey, and you've been listening to another terrible episode of the Oddcast Podcast UK with Adam, Will and Ash, or as I like to call them, creative fucker, clever fucker and fucker. Why not tweet me up at the Blimey to let me know just how bad this episode really was, because I'm not listening. Cheerio!
You've been listening to Adam, Will and Ash on the Oddcast Podcast UK. If you enjoyed what you just heard, why not check out oddpoduk.wordpress.com for all the back catalogue, including other podcasts such as It's Not Soccer, Pod Goddammit, Panic Stations, Ask an American and your alternative movie commentary podcast MovieCom. If you didn't enjoy what you just heard, then why the hell did you stick till the end? Have a nice day!